Melbourne. Right, okay, we're recording. So it's the 14th, I think, of August, yes. 2012. I'm Jonathan Sargent. It's about 2:30. And would you mind telling me your name and your relationship to the Sackville West family?
Right. My name's Margaret Kingsnorth, and I was nanny to the Sackville West children when Lord Sackville was 17 months old when I first met him. And then Mary was born a few years later. And then Elizabeth, and then Jane, and then William. And I left when Elizabeth was about 3-4 months old, because by this time they'd moved to Under River and I hated it there, and it was difficult to get home. And but came back when the Sackville West went on holiday, and also looked after Lady Sackville's 5 daughters when she was in hospital.
Right. So, Lady Sackville being Robert Sackville West's aunt?
No. Yes, that's right. She would have been his aunt.
Right. Yeah. And that was 5 daughters, wasn't
yes.
it? Okay. Right. So, how old was Robert Sackville West when you stopped being there, nanny?
About 5.
Right.
I was there about 4 years altogether.
Right. And how did you come to be there, nanny?
By going to the Labour Exchange, funnily enough, and getting a temporary job for a month. And I wasn't going to stay more than a month, but they were such lovely people, I stayed on for 4 years. And 2 more babies.
And did you live nearby?
Yes, I lived in Faversham, and they lived at Tankerton when I first knew them, and then Stalysfield, which is about 7 miles from Faversham. And I used to get my days off and go back into Faversham. But when they moved to Under River, as I say, I didn't really like it very much.
So, did you live with them? Or?
Yes, I lived in. Yes,
right. And it is because you've come to Knowle today. Is this the first time you've been to Knowle, or have you been here many times?
Been quite a lot. Yes.
Oh, when you were looking after.
Well, that was a long time ago. But last year, I belonged to the Men of Kent, and we came here on a coach outing. And I got in touch with Mrs. Sackville West, and she said, "You must come and have lunch." And I met Robert and I met Jane. But today I met Mary and her daughter Ruby, which is lovely.
And did any of them remember you well?
How could they forget? Yes, they did.
So did Robert remember you from when he was 5?
Yeah. And Mary from when she was 4, whatever she was when I left. No, they're a lovely family, and I wouldn't have left if they hadn't been at Under River. Mind you, I think that they moved, Mrs. Sackville West said they moved to Knowle 45 years ago, and I don't think I would have wanted to work here with all the restrictions there are locking up. When I worked for Lady Sackville for a month, I had a bunch of 50 keys, and if I lost those, every single person would have had their locks changed, which would have been a lot of money.
Yes.
It's too much responsibility.
Yes. So what year was it that you stopped? It must have been about 50 years ago, was it, that you stopped?
Yes.
Or 45 years ago or something?
50 years ago. 50,
yeah. All right. So what were Robert's family like to, his brothers and sisters like to be nanny to?
What were the brothers and sisters? Robert was on his own when I first got there. Mary was born, and she was a fairly difficult baby, and I only then knew Elizabeth. But when I came back to look after them for a couple of weeks when the parents were away, they were lovely kids. I got on with them very well. The 5 girls of Lady Sackville were a bit more difficult, being 5 girls. I'd rather have 5 boys any day. There we go. No, I don't think there's a great deal more that I can think of that you would need to know.
Yeah, no. Is there anything, any sort of particular incidents that you remember happening out of the ordinary?
I took them home with me for the weekend to my council house in Faversham. It's a bit of a shock to them. But they really enjoyed it. And I took them to see my sister, who had a poodle parlour in Faversham, and they remember that very well.
Oh, I see.
I took them to Dover, and I walked them from the station to the castle. Miles. Why did I do that?
And you took them to Sissinghurst, didn't you?
Oh yes, we went on a picnic to Sissinghurst with Mr. and Mrs. Sapperworth when we had just the two children. And we met Vita Sapperworth in the garden, who insisted that we came to tea. And so we were in what now is the library. And Mrs. Sapperworth was rather embarrassed because we got our sandwiches wrapped in foil, but I tried to persuade her that they matched the silver teapot that the butler brought in. I don't remember too much about it because I was crammed down the other end of the table, below the salt, I think. Yes. And I think Vita was quite elderly then, so she wasn't into children and sandwiches and things.
And you met Harold that day.
Yes, you're right.
That's a nice little story.
Yeah. We got there and Sir Harold Nicholson was standing there in his tennis shoes and his white flannels, looking rather damp, and he said to my two little ones, "I've just walked across the paddling pool with my clothes on. Shall I do it again?" Well, they couldn't know whether to say yes or no, so he just got on and did it. He walked into the paddling pool, out the other side, walked off across the garden, dripping wet, with all the visitors thinking, "Who's this strange old man?" Not knowing he was Harold Nicholson. And the children couldn't believe that anybody, a grown-up, could do that. But they did. And we're just saying at lunchtime now, I was to take Robert up to the farm near us at Stallisfield. There was a very old tractor, and we used to pretend to fix Mary's pram on the back. And Robert used to call himself Robert Tractor West. I don't suppose he remembers that now, or want to.
Well, perhaps the first he'll find out about it is when we use it in the house.
I get my own back sometimes.
Yes. You say about the window that they used to look out of? About people coming?
Oh, yes, Boucher's window in the Green Court.
Oh, the one above the archway.
Yeah. Robert was sitting up there one day, it was about three, and there was a coachload of people coming in, and he watched them coming in, and he looked at me and he said, "Are all these people coming to tea?" And I said, "Well, I hope not. I've got enough food."
So did you see much of Robert or his sisters and brother after this?
Not a lot, only when the parents went on holiday and they had me back to do a holiday job for them.
So did you go up to Underiver then, or...?
No, this was when I was at Knowle. I don't think I ever went back to Underiver. Okay. No. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah. So did you see them growing up, or was there a point?
Not really, no. I knew them until they were about... Robert was about five. I didn't really know them much after that. Right. Okay. Only the odd occasion.
So have you met any of his siblings?
No, I haven't. I'd love to. Yeah. I think Arthur looks great fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure the others are. And his eldest daughter's 14.
Yeah, I think so.
And she's taller than her grandmother and her aunt. It's a bit tall for a girl. Never mind. Can't do much about it.
Just for interest, you were nanny to some other illustrious people as well, were you?
Frank Muir's children, Lady Haywarden's daughter. That wasn't very illustrious, but no, they're about the only ones. Then I did temporary work, did sort of part-time jobs.
Did you find that having the Sackville Wests on your CV got you better jobs or anything like that?
Nobody ever wanted to know. I don't think anybody ever asked for a CV. I've said I've got masses of letters and things from people, but I've never had a CV, never needed one.
Yeah. Or references or anything?
No, never. Word of mouth goes a long way.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So
I was kind of passed on from one family to another, which is nice. Or someone would ring up and say, "Don't go there, she's not very nice, she wouldn't like her." My mum's used to look after me really well.
So did the Sackville Wests sort of pass you on to someone else
No, I only to Lady Sackville.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
But not to anybody else. Yeah. No. I didn't really see much of them.
Did you, I'm a bit hazy as to how the generations line up, but did anyone think that Robert was going to be Lord Sackville at the time when you were looking after him?
No, I don't think so. Never thought about it, really. Old Uncle Charlie was Lord Sackville when I first knew the family, and then there was Edward, who wasn't married, didn't have children, and then Lionel was Lord Sackville, and of course Robert's father died, so he couldn't be Lord Sackville, so one realised it would go to Robert, but it all seemed a thing in the future rather than the present.
Yes, it had a long way to go.
You did say that you went to Robert's father's memorial service too, didn't you, yeah, recently?
Yes, my sister brought me over from Faversham to go to that, and I said to Robert, there's one thing you missed in the eulogy, and he said, what was that? I said, your dad loved Come Dancing. He used to come in, the only place there was a television was in the nursery, and he used to come in about 10:30 and say, I say, do you mind if I watch Come Dancing? And we'd sit there, fits of laughter. He wasn't a dancing man at all, we just thought it was so funny. And I said to Robert, you missed that out, and he didn't know anything about it, of course, he was too little to know about it, but his father was a lovely man, a real gentleman, great fun.
Yeah, everyone, all the people we've interviewed have said nice things about him.
Yes. You couldn't say anything nasty. He was just such a lovely person. He used to come back from work sometimes late in the winter, and if there was something on the line, hanging on the line, he'd bring it and say, you don't want these to be dew-kissed, do you? Or rain-rinsed, that was another of his phrases. He had such a gentle sense of humour. Lovely. Well, they were a lovely couple. I'm lucky to have known them.
Yes. So, when you... whereabouts did you stay when you were here?
We're in North Wing, I suppose, because that's where... Jacobin and Lionel were living. I came one evening to take over for some reason or other, and Lord Sackville, he wasn't Lord Sackville then, but he came and met me from the station, and I thought, really, this is high living. And when we got back, they were having their supper in the kitchen, and Teresa and I were having ours in the nursery dining room. It seemed quite the right thing.
Sorry.
That's
right. Can we just grab those extinguishers?
Oh, yes, yes, OK. Sorry about that. Right, yes, so you were still just coming in for the day when you were working here, were you?
Yeah, I was probably coming in for 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh, right, did you have a kind of a bedroom here?
I must have done, Jenny was asking me, and I don't remember really where it was. I'm sure we had Boucher's room when we had a cot and Robert, but I honestly don't remember. I slept in so many different rooms. Sounds really bad.
It's quite a nice room to have. It's not. I don't think it's slept in by anyone now.
No.
So you mean you think it would have been the room where Robert slept in when he was there?
Yes. Yes. Definitely would have been when he came on a visit.
Nice as a guest bedroom, I suppose.
Rather grand.
Yeah, it's grand. Right, I can't think of anything else to ask, but that's been fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Jenny's exhausted all that I've told her, which is great. Because I never remember it, you know, I find it very difficult to recall it. But there we go.
Did you say about somebody asking you about where you've been trained and...
Sorry?
That's Izzy Pets, you were talking about your training.
My training? We're private training for the doctor's family. Lady Hayward was saying, we shouldn't have a training. I did. No, I went to the mother's help and I did the baby when number four came along, and that was my training. It was good enough. I mean, you don't need a training, you do these days, but how do mothers cope when they're landed with a new baby? They've got to get on with it, haven't they? If you've got any common sense, you're going to know how to do it.
Were the Sackvilles your first...
No, my first family were a doctor's family in Faversham. And
Daly. Right.
And that was where I did my training on number four. It's never been the same since.
So you trained kind of on the job, in a way,
yeah.
Did you? Was there... How did that work? Did anyone come and sort of watch you in some way?
No. The lady I worked for had been a state registered nurse, and she'd run a children's nursery in the East End during the war, so she'd had plenty of experience of children and babies. And she was a marvellous teacher. She was so patient. She was wonderful. I ended up looking after her when she was old. It goes full circle. I don't think Mrs. Sapper Wesley's looking after yet. She's amazing. Lovely lady.
Yeah. I think it's the word people most often apply to her, amazing.
Yes, she's an amazing woman. Very much like her mother. And a lot of the girls take after her. I think Mary does, but in a more sort of bossy way. I bet she got that from me. No, Mary's special. She really is. So apart from all my photographs, which you probably...
Oh, you've got photographs.
Too bored to see.
No, not at all. Right, OK.